today on Rocking the Suburbs.
A no-skips listening experience. And I would agree with that.
Hey everybody, it's Patrick here. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. Today is the first day of our listener portion of our Rocktober 2025 new music picks, and I appreciate you tuning in. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode, Jim kicked us off, as he traditionally does with his Rocktober new music picks, a Bar Italia cusp, and an Eddie Cochran cover from, that's right, the Stray Cats. Still out there on the prowl. Thank you, Jim, very much. Always deliver some great stuff to kick us off. Today, we're going to begin, as we traditionally do, with our new music OG, Stephen Routledge, over there in Scotland. And before we do, I just want to mention something. You'll hear Stephen make a comment about one of our past episodes, specifically the one where I was discussing musicians that are in both the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Stephen mentions a couple of artists he feels should be included, and on one of those artists happens to be Ray Charles. I did some double diligence, and I discovered that Ray Charles is in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He was actually inducted in 2022. I think I must have missed it because the Encyclopedia Britannica I was working from is an issue from 2005. So I didn't have any access to any other information, but I will go back and double check to make sure I didn't miss anyone else. Now, the other musician Stephen mentions very clearly, I agree with him 100%, should be in both and is in neither. That much is clear. And as long as certain people are alive in Nashville, he may never be in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Anyway, we're here to talk about a train. We're here to talk about Rocktober. We're here to talk about new music. So let's stoke the fire, throw the coal on the burner or whatever you do to make a train go, and get rolling.
He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburb listeners. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my new music picks for Rocktober. As it is Rocktober, there will be rock, the whole rock, and nothing but rock this month. My first pick are Swedish progressive death metalists An Abstract Illusion. His wide-ranging sound includes extensive use of keys, as well as the expected punishing drums and guitars. My choice from their new album, The Sleeping City, will be Black Murmur, which starts off with some video game soundtrack evoking keyboard arpeggios before heading on an 11-minute epic journey.
We'll be right back.
My second choice takes the New Music Train back across the Atlantic to Tennessee and the Nashville duo Friendship Commanders. Anyone expecting the Chet Atkins Nashville sound will be disappointed, though. Their new album, Bear, marries a frankly disgusting guitar tone with powerful drumming and sonic signature of brands such as My Bloody Valentine and Smashing Pumpkins, all topped off with the powerful and more traditional rock vocals of Burke Eldra. Great noisy stuff, and whilst I could frankly pick any song from this album, let's go with the punchy opener, Keeping Score. Do for this month. Only reminds me to just comment that on Patrick's episode regarding the Rock and Roll and Country Music Hall of Fames, and those that are in both, two notable omissions bring to my mind immediately would be Ray Charles and, most importantly for me, Gram Parsons. But anyway, that's for discussion for another day, perhaps. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Rock in the Suburbs, it's Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my
Rocktober
2025 new music picks. First up is Guided by Voices, the album Thick, Rich, and Delicious, which came out on October 31st on Rockathon Records. It's their 42nd studio album, and this time the focus is on the pop side of the 4 P's philosophy of Robert Pollard. I would argue that it's also focused on power pop, as there are loads of hooks on this record, and the guitar is mixed forward and has a nice crunch throughout. I'd say it's a great entry point if you're not familiar with the band or you're understandably overwhelmed with their catalog. It's pretty immediate. I wouldn't be surprised if you had some of these melodies running through your head after just one listen. The song I'd like you to play is a tribute to Beatle Bob. My second pick is by the Bel Air Lip Balms. The album is called Again. It also came out on October 31st on Third Man Records. They are an Australian indie rock band formed in Franklin, Victoria in 2017, and this is their second album. They're led by singer-guitarist Maisie Everett. And this is an excellent indie rock record with elements of power pop throughout. What sets it apart for me is the superb guitar work of both Everett and Mike Bradvica. It's reminiscent of those Rilo Kiley albums from the Knots. One reviewer called it a no-skips listening experience, and I would agree with that. Please play the opening track Again and Again. That's all for me this month. As always, I look forward to hearing what the community's been listening to. And in the meantime, keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio. And hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving. Catch you next time.
One day I was up in the hills.
There will be rock, the whole rock, and nothing but rock this month.